This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Officials in Florida and up the East Coast through Charleston and then to the Mid-Atlantic states are adding up the damage done by and the lives lost to Hurricane Ian. And we know climate change is making hurricanes like Ian wetter, windier, and all around more powerful. And while the immediate devastation, both material and human, is alarming, there are longer-term and less obvious costs of a warming planet that we're only now starting to understand. Case in point, coal ash, a byproduct of burning coal. And a new study out from Duke and Appalachian State University shows coal ash is contaminating our lakes and our rivers, and that climate change is helping to put it there. Marketplace's Lily Jamali has that one.
Researchers found large amounts of coal ash have escaped storage ponds, landing in five lakes studied in North Carolina. Duke's Avner Vengosh says those lakes are used for recreation. Some provide drinking water.
The presence of coal ash in open environment pose additional risk we have not been aware thus far.
Climate events like hurricanes can move coal ash from ponds where they're stored. And as those events become more frequent and intense,
we're going to see it more and more.
Coal has been burned in many states since the 1800s. Lisa Evans, senior counsel at the nonprofit Earth Justice, says the coal ash left behind contains toxic elements.
Carcinogens like arsenic and chromium, neurotoxins like lead.
A spokeswoman for the American Coal Council declined to comment on the study, saying she hadn't had time to review it. But climate scientists like Penn's Michael Mann, author of The New Climate War, say the research shows the hidden costs of using fossil fuels.
The warming and the climate change that is caused by the burning of fossil fuels, like coal, is leading to these more extreme flooding events.
Events now helping spread contamination from coal ash and other industrial waste. And removing it isn't cheap, says Seth Feaster of the Institute for Energy Economics and Financial Analysis.
Ratepayers and to some extent taxpayers are having to pay the cost of cleanup.
Costs that Feaster says add a substantial amount to the tab of burning coal. I'm Lily Jamali for Marketplace.